This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
My eyes are very important to me.
Not anywhere you think.
Right in the butt?
And on that thing.
I think it's really sexy.
Are you kidding me?
You piece of garbage!
North of Milwaukee.
Tell me you're not here!
Club 1080. You're making me uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, I would, too.
What? What?
Oh, no! We suck again!
She poops out of love.
You're an idiot, too.
Ruff is an idiot.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
You do better than this.
They have a white running back, for goodness sakes. Bottom line, their ass.
Oh. AI Kyle Whittingham.
It's great. The white running back. It's fantastic. I don't think I could eat beaver. Unless you're Christian McCaffrey.
Well, he is white.
He is white.
I think he does a really good job in that Matthew McConaughey commercial.
Oh, yeah, about the, like, football was made for, like, getting people to eat or something.
Yeah. Where Jerry Rice is eating rice.
Yeah.
McCaffrey's pretty funny in that because he just deadpans him.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? And it's really actually pretty funny.
If only he could, not
be. He probably gets a lot of tutty.
Only, I think he's hitched to someone famous, right?
Is he?
McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah, he married Miss Universe, Olivia Culpo.
See?
It's good. It's good.
You think he's sick of her?
He's at home now rehabbing again.
I think she was with another NFL player before him. Ooh. I don't think they're married, but I think she was with, like, Danny Amendola or something like that.
Well, I'll tell you what. The ladies that that managed for the multiple athlete thing, good for them. I mean, I guess it's like DiCaprio, right? You just, like, if you're a dude, like, the pinnacle of you is, like, model, right? And if you're, like, a model actress, isn't the pinnacle just, like, athlete after athlete?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, that she is Miss Universe.
I know, but sometimes it's like, not my type, or like, nah.
Nah, she's everybody's type.
She's, yeah. Oof.
I would assume.
And yes, if I were a hot chick, can I call that?
No, you can't.
I think they don't like that, but you can do whatever you want.
If
mostly.
I were a super hot intellectual woman with a lot to offer the world.
Yeah.
I'd go right at the athletes.
See, I wouldn't.
Why not?
I would think that, well, I've always told my daughters this. Don't date athletes. They're
Lace
terrible.
Them up, you little bitch. Let's
they're terrible.
Go.
They're terrible people.
No, they're not.
They are.
Not all of them.
Yeah, most of them.
Come on.
It's like, yeah, you get to a point where there's a very high degree of entitlement that goes with a lot of them. And
you know where I would go? And you got to go like the Serena Williams did this, Salma Hayek, because they had been through all
computer
the athletes.
Nerd?
You go for the billionaire computer nerd.
The crypto bro?
See, here's the thing.
Come on, man.
While you don't get the looks of Christian McCaffrey, that computer nerd is going to love you and worship you in a way that, no offense, but the athlete, like Christian McCaffrey, I'm not going to say that that's, his wife is stunning. That's a Tuesday.
He could get a lot of stunning women. The crypto bro will always think you're the best thing that ever happened
exactly.
to him.
Exactly. And on top of that, no offense to Christian McCaffrey. Remember during the Super Bowl when McCaffrey, like they were struggling to pay for the suite?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right? You know who isn't struggling to pay for the suite? Serena Williams' husband. Salma Hayek may be married to some nerdy looking dude. That guy's stroking checks for suites and isn't blinking. So I'm just, I think if I was Miss Universe, I think I'd go tech billionaire.
Yeah, I think that's boring, but
I
get it.
Boring?
Yeah.
You think all that money's boring?
Well, not the money. I get it for the money part, but outside of that,
well, if you're going for the athlete, isn't the money part of it too?
You're making a lot of sacrifices. Well, you get best of both worlds with the athlete. And look, there's an understanding in the athlete world. You're stupid an athlete. They're out doing other things.
It's kind of my thing.
And so you do your thing.
Yeah.
It's great. It's the best of both worlds.
That is true.
And they've got money.
Yeah.
You know,
they don't have crypto money.
Hot bods.
They do get the... That's the thing. That's what you're sacrificing.
You get to do the hot dudes.
If you've seen, like, Serena Williams' husband, that dude is not packing heat.
That's what I mean.
But his wallet's packing heat.
Okay, but...
That's private plane money,
you know
baby.
What's in his pants.
McCaffrey doesn't have private
That's
plane
true.
Money.
That's fair. That's fair.
By the way, her dating history is quite something.
Who?
Olivia...
Who else Copos? Does she have?
Colpo. Yeah.
Colpo?
Colpo.
Colpo. I think she's
Cool.
I think she's from the Caribbean or one of the like,
she's Italiano.
Is she? I thought she was
I don't know. I think I know that.
Come on.
But I tell you what, she got no time for scrubs. So
she got
Ryan Lochte.
Oh. God.
Which by the way, no offense to her.
Yeah.
That screams volumes.
Yeah.
That screams volumes.
That does.
Of
that,
what she's bringing
I'm
to the
sorry,
table.
I'm sorry, she is off my list.
Right. Like, you dated that.
She can
that.
Still be on my list.
Never mind. She's
moron?
Still on my list, but that is such a red flag.
Exactly.
Come on.
I don't know if I'd be able to look at her and be like, there'd be a lot of like, why? And then she would show me like Ryan Lochte's like shirtless photo, and I'd be like, okay.
It was really nice.
Well, that's the equivalent of like when your buddy, you know, he's dating the hot stripper. You're like, seriously, dude? And you're like, if you looked at her, and you're like, all right. Because Lochte, he's a beautiful moron.
Although she was Miss Universe, she was also Miss United States of America. She's from Rhode Island. Cranston, Rhode Island.
Boy, she doesn't look like she's from Rhode
Who's
Island.
Who's from Rhode Island?
Olivia Francis Culpo, apparently. Yeah.
And then she went on to one of the Jonas Brothers. She was with Nick Jonas.
Is that the... Which one's that?
I think he's a good one. I think he's the good one.
Yeah.
He was the guy in Jumanji with The Rock.
Nick Jonas.
Oh. I don't know a lot about the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, he is the good one.
Okay, so that's,
my wife's in love with him.
So we're going okay for that?
That's a good...
That's an upgrade?
Yeah.
Here's one for you. So she goes from Jonas to Tebow.
Oh, she went Tebes.
She went Tebes.
Whoa. So then she had to do the whole chastity thing, we think.
I don't know about that.
We think!
Yeah. And so she goes from Tebow to another beautiful moron, Danny Amendola, who, if you've ever heard him talk...
He's a meathead.
She has a type. Whiff, like, ripped, white, athletic.
Yeah. And then she went to Zedd.
Who's that?
I think he was one of the guys from One Direction.
He's like a synth pop... He's a popular artist.
Yeah, he's a popular artist. Okay, he's not a One Direction guy. He's like, yeah, he's a...
He's kind of house-ish, like Avicii, something like that.
And then she marries Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
So
it's a good lineup.
It's a good lineup. Solid lineup. But she does have a type, although Zed's a little bit of an outlier there. A little bit of an outlier.
When I Google Zedd, all that pops up is some cartoon.
It's Zedd with two D's.
Yeah, he's a nerdy looking white guy. He's a DJ.
Oh, there he is. Ah, what? That's Zedd?
That's Zedd. Yeah. Zedd. They cozied up at Coachella. Apparently, he was a rebound after Amendola. So I'm going to state for the record, McCaffrey, you could have done better.
I tell you what, the best one she did in there was Nick Jonas.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
That's the guy to marry.
That's the one.
He's got more dough. Although...
probably lower T.
The girls are all swooning all over him, you know, wherever he goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
yeah, someone bringing up here, and this is kind of where I'm going with this. Salma Hayek is worth $250 million. Phenomenal. Her husband, $45
billion. You know, I get it. It's just not all about money.
And if you're with a Christian McCaffrey, there's plenty of money, it feels
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
It's not that money. There is limits.
But it's not all about money.
It's not, but here's my thing. You can't tell me that McCaffrey
your side,
appreciates
your side
her.
Can.
McCaffrey does not appreciate her beauty the way that Salma Hayek's husband. Look up, what is that dude's name? I'm gonna look this up.
His name's Francois.
Francois. Look at Francois. You're telling me that every day Francois there doesn't look up and think to himself, "Oh my God,
he's a penalt."
Yeah. Hmm. He wakes up every day and looks at her and thinks to himself, oh boy. You know, McCaffrey looks up every day and looks in the mirror and looks at himself and goes, yeah, she gets this. He doesn't think that.
I mean, he does, though, when he looks at his bank account.
Yeah, that's true.
Good work, Francois Henri.
It's no different.
Dude, that's one of the great polls. Turns out all you need to do when you're an ugly Frenchman to marry one of the most beautiful women that's ever walked on the planet is have... $45 billion.
62.
Yay, 62.
How old is she?
She's like 50, I think.
She's 58.
58. Oh, boy, she still looks great.
She looks so much better than 58.
Yep. You know why? She's got $45 billion at her disposal now.
Here's another great thing about the athlete.
No more first-class bitch miles for her. No. G5.
The other great thing about the athlete is he's gone all the time. Perfect. And if I need to see him, I'll just fly out to, I don't know, some stupid city where he's playing ball, you know? I just think it's great. It's a great setup.
She's got a
time. I don't have to see you all the time. I can spend your money. When I do regrettably do you, it's probably, you know, it's, you're in shape and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't have to bang Francois here, you know?
Look, I'm not going to say that laying underneath him is the best thing in the world, but, you know.
I'm 45 billion reasons to do that.
I'm guessing having Christian McCaffrey on top of you is probably better.
Slightly more pleasurable.
But every time that I think about that, I think about that I'm flying on my private jet to my private island. And I'm like, it's a little nicer. It's a little nicer than whatever Christian McCaffrey's got going on.
What?
All right. Well, got to nothing.
No, we did not.
Per usual. Can we really be bothered to shower? That's the next question we're going to ask.
I would hope so. Yeah. Dirty hippies.
Well, you like to say that we're too lazy to do anything anymore?
Pretty much.
Well, what if we're too lazy to shower?
It's pretty disgusting. We need that Jetson shower.
We need help if we're too lazy to shower. And help has arrived. Next on The Fan. Well, we're all in here doing our show. It's a little bit of FOMO tonight.
Yeah, we're missing out.
As our company holiday party is going on right meow.
Everyone's on the Portland Spirit right now.
Yeah.
Having a grand old time in the 32-degree weather out on the Willamette.
Probably all dressed up.
Not us. In here slaving away.
Nice Christmas sweater. Yeah,
I don't have a Christmas sweater.
No, neither.
Never understood the whole ugly Christmas sweater thing. I have sweaters.
Well, I think the
ugly Christmas sweater.
I think it all started with just somebody had the cheeky idea to have an ugly Christmas sweater party.
Sure.
And then that became a thing.
Yeah.
And then people just like, it's festive. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's the one time when no one cares that you have little reindeer on your on your sweater.
But now everyone's got one. They sell like you can buy a reindeer, you can buy a pub beer Christmas sweater, you can buy whatever. They got like any band has one now. You can buy a Foo Fighters ugly sweater. I don't wouldn't really consider those ugly Christmas sweaters. Like,
they're just Christmas
sweaters. They're just Christmas sweaters. The ugly Christmas sweater is like one where you have to take the shoulder pads out of it that your mom used to own.
Yeah. And it's got like the little reindeer face on it.
My mom had some sweaters back in the day. Boole used to be a sweater fanatic. And those shoulder pads, man, those things were mighty. He'd play a game of pickup football in those things. Never happened to the shoulder pads.
Well, I think they went out of style.
Are those going to make a comeback? Is there a woman out there that's like, you know what I want right now? Some big old broad shoulders when I wear this sweater. I can't believe that was a thing.
You never know.
Yeah.
Now just look back at shoulder pads in football.
Yeah.
They were enormous. Yeah. But now look at them.
You would think, though, that if shoulder pads were going to be a thing, you would think men in their sweaters would want shoulder pads, because the men always want, you want like the big wide shoulder because then it tapers everything.
Phil Jackson shoulders.
Exactly. Got that Phil Donahue sort of thing happening, that big wide body going down. Maybe I'll get my ugly Christmas sweater game on. But then when you go to like a Goodwill to buy one, they're super expensive now because they've become...
Are they?
Yeah.
Even at Goodwill?
Yeah. Everyone wants them now. Like all the hipster shops like on Hawthorne, they go buy the sweaters at Goodwill for whatever, a couple bucks, and they sell them at their place. One of those crappy 80s sweaters at one of those places is going to run you like 150, 170 bucks.
I'm usually stunned every time I stroll into a secondhand store.
The cost of it.
I am stunned at the prices.
The popularity of thrifting is through the roof.
Oh, my God. Is that just a Portland thing?
I don't think so. Because my sister, who I saw over Thanksgiving, she's 25. She lives in the Bay Area. She loves it.
Yeah.
Dude, there's nothing thrifty about it.
No, it's super
expensive. I'm telling you, I get better deals at Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, my buddy lives over there. And it's kind of fun on a nice like summer day sometimes. They got a lot of bars and, you know, different shops there, and you can just kind of roam around. Vintage furniture is also like this.
Oh yeah.
You go find like a god awful couch that like your mom had from the 70s that's really uncomfortable, and you're like, "Oh, that's funny." And you're thinking like in your mind you're like, "Oh, what, this is a piece of crap. It would cost like 50 bucks." And it costs more than a nice brand new couch that you'd buy, you know, whatever, you know, J.R. Moore's, whatever generic furniture store is. And they're like, it's vintage.
Yeah.
Concert t-shirts are like that. They'll want 50, 60 bucks for like an old ratty Nirvana concert t-shirt. And you're like, no. But the hipsters, man, they love it.
Someone texted and said, let's be honest, none of you guys would have went to that party anyway. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
But I still have FOMO. I mean, it's a Monday night.
Yeah,
I
get to play the "but it would be nice to be invited" card.
It would do that.
Well, it'd be nice for them to think of us.
Yes.
But that's okay.
Yeah, the question becomes, and that is a good question. And I want all honesty. Today, we have the show off. And that's the problem.
If they gave us a show off,
then you have to go.
Yeah, I'm obligated.
You have to. Yeah. Right?
There's you can't leave early because it's the Portland Spirit.
Exactly.
Unless I want to put on my floaties.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be good. And take a dive off the edge.
Be a little chilly.
Sounds like you're creating an in-the-news segment for tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, when they give you the day off, you are then obligated to go.
Right. Let's say it were Thursday night.
Yeah.
Not Portland Spirit, but just some, you know, at 5.
Yeah.
You go?
Thursday?
Yeah. You're going?
No. Friday open bar? I'll go.
They wouldn't have an open bar.
Then no.
They got rid of that years ago.
Yeah.
They used to have an open bar.
We used to have
a cool Christmas party here.
A great one. Yeah.
Then, of course, Odyssey happened.
Yeah. No, Thursday night, you know, I'm not doing that. I need other reasons.
An Odyssey station.
But the night of the day off requires you to then go and, you know, make an appearance. And the Portland Spirit is lovely.
It is lovely.
Yeah. I would have enjoyed that. You know, you take the misses out. And by the way, I don't even think we were allowed to bring spouses on.
No, they didn't want to pay for it. But they pay for your ticket though.
Yeah.
And I think that comes with booze out on there.
You probably get a couple drinks. I don't think it's an open bar, but you get a couple. But I also think it's a little weird that it's the Portland Spirit, which is kind of a romantic sort of, you know, evening holiday thing. And it's probably a good thing that we weren't invited, because boy, I'll tell you what. If I went home and told the BTJ, I told Big Time Japanese, "Hey, I don't have to work today." And she was like, "Really? Why?" And I said, "Well, we're on the Portland Spirit." And she would be like, "Oh," and then I had to follow that up with, "Oh, by the way,
what?
You're not invited?" Well, I don't know how that goes. I mean, I'm not going to lie, guys. I may show up with a fork in my arm the next day. There's going to be an issue.
Well, that's not your fault.
She would not have, I know, but she would not have took that well.
Hmm. Get over it, BTJ.
I don't think she would.
My wife wouldn't be there.
Would she have been okay with it?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll ask her. Yeah. I'll ask her tonight. Actually, I will. She didn't even know this was tonight.
Present that.
So I'll present the scenario. Yeah. See what she says.
Yeah.
Because I've gone to the company party before, and she's not gone with me.
Yeah.
I know she doesn't want to go to those.
Well, I would say that. Well, one, my gal does. She gets very angry that I don't include her in
these
things.
Why does she want to go to that?
I don't
know. She doesn't know any of us.
Exactly. But again, she feels it's very much, it's the Facebook relationship thing. There's got to be a photo taken on the Portland Spirit to prove that we were there. And then we can go around and we can be like, look how happy we are. We're on the Portland Spirit. We go on Instagram.
Well,
all that stuff.
I think she's a bit like me in a sense that I think she's just down to see what happens.
Sure.
You know, it's like, you never know. It could be a lot of fun. I could meet a new friend.
Yeah.
I could take a plunge in the river. I don't know.
Yeah.
Could lead to a really fun evening. I think that's the kind of the fun of things like that. It's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's see what this is all about.
Yeah.
And even if it sucks, there will be a great photo op.
And booze.
But more importantly for her is she would assume... Like, she would not stand for not being... The fact that she's being excluded, whether she wants to go on a Monday night or not, it's the fact that she can't... She would be like, why? Why can't I go? And I'm like, well, the company... And she'd be like, no. She may just show up anyways. She may crash that sucker.
What?
Yeah. It wouldn't go well.
That wouldn't.
Merry Christmas, bitch.
And no, like, I'm not going to give you no cookie. Her company does a big party, and, like, they do a big one.
Are you going?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not an option. Like,
where's that?
And it's probably the one kind of party that you want to be at.
Is it in Monaco?
No, they rent out a whole hotel, and everyone gets a room.
Ooh.
And yeah, they do it right. She does, her company like goes balls out. They do a kick-ass party, open bar, cool white elephant gift. I mean, it must
be nice.
It's a good time. But if I said I wasn't going to that. That's not a fork in the arm. That's a fork in the eye.
Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, yeah. She has certain things that she deems couple things, and she doesn't ask for a lot, but when couple things occur in her mind that we should be doing as a couple, she will not stand for an uncoupling.
Well, I think we've been through this with my wife. She works for herself now, but she's had a few where she had company party, and I think it's... The idea they don't want to show up to that alone.
Yes.
Because they don't like the look of that. Yes. It has nothing to do with you and I. It's just like, hey.
You don't want to be the old cat lady there?
Yeah, exactly.
On your own?
You want to, yeah. They want to
prove that you are indeed real.
Right.
So basically, they just want a warm body to prop up and be like, yeah, I get to lean against this.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. Mm. I do.
I can see that.
I do.
I can see that.
They want to present. They don't need you there. They just want the look of...
And that goes back to my Instagram thing. It's all about projecting an image of, you know, hey, look at... I've got my things together.
Yes.
What is the scene from The Departed where Alec Baldwin's talking to Matt Damon about getting married? And he's like, it's good. Get married. Shows that someone can stand you. Shows that you're not that bad of a son of a bitch. Says you got a few bucks in your pocket. You're not a... You know, it's like... There's an element of that. It puts on an aura of respect that you're moving in the right direction in life.
Now we've got a text saying, sorry guys, I think you need to come to the understanding that maybe the rest of the staff didn't want you there.
It's a very real possibility.
Also a good point.
Yeah, it really is.
You guys keep bringing up good points.
Yeah. Hey, touche. You topspin lobbed that back into my end of the court, and I'm not certain that I've got a return.
I didn't consider that.
No.
But now that you mention it, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because there's a pattern here. You're right.
Yeah.
They always do the parties right during our show. He says they know you would be at the cool kids table making fun of everyone else, and we all know it. Well, listen, don't lump me in with big suits.
Wait, there's a cool kids table?
Tendencies. I don't make fun of people. I think he's on to something, because there's just some people that I wouldn't want to talk to, really. And I kind of, at this point in my life, wouldn't make any bones about that.
Yeah.
Whereas in my 20s, and maybe even a little bit in my 30s, I would have just gone around and glad-handed and played the game.
Yeah.
I don't like to do that anymore.
I understand.
So maybe it is that. Maybe they do realize.
There's a quarter zip that I'd probably make fun of that would
and you certainly feelings. Would be sitting there just making fun of people, and they don't. Nobody likes that. But, you know, we just have to tolerate it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So,
yes.
You know, I think he got it right.
It's a good point.
You got it right.
It's a good point.
Damn it.
No Portland Spirit for us.
No.
No soup for you.
We're out. We'll have our own Christmas party right here on the club.
Right here.
See? See what I did there?
I think I got some pub beers in the...
Look at us.
In the garage.
Who'd have thought?
In the garage fridge. I guess that's... What is that? The bay fridge? I don't know. Kind of looks like a garage.
Yeah, we got one of those... I think we got some of those pub cervezas back there.
Cervezas are in there.
Yeah. We'll have our own.
I'm not going
to
lie.
Cooley.
Every time I go back to the kitchen, I think about having one of those.
Yeah, I know.
There's plenty of times that... I feel like one of these days, I'm just going to head back there during the club hour, and it's just going to feel right, and I'm just going to do it.
Does it feel uncomfortable drinking during the show? Because it does for me a little bit. I feel weird.
No. I can have a few.
I mean, we were drinking throughout the show, it would feel weird, but nah. I think I could grab one and feel fine.
Well, look, come holidays, guys, you got about another week before we're officially into holiday mode, and I'm not going to lie, some of those are about to get popped.
No.
You're already there.
Yeah, I already announced that.
That is true. I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah, I'm already there.
It's getting there, though.
But I often wonder how often other people think about drinking.
Hmm.
Because, I hate to say this, I think about it a lot. You know, like when you're walking
as
by
in,
the
bar. Like, you think about waiting for your first drink?
Yeah, I just think like, oh, what am I going to drink tonight? Or... I think about, like, I walk by the bar at home, and I'm like,
ooh.
Oh.
Hey.
I forgot I had
that. How are you doing?
And I always stare at it. I'm always looking at it. Like, oh.
You're still here, huh? Okay. Okay, maybe I'll pass you later.
As you walk by, I forgot you were there. Oh, hi.
And then it'll be a work day, and I'll be like, well, what if I had a nip?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I never do, but I do think about it.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. I just love you. I just love that. I think about it all the time.
You guys don't?
At work?
I'm not saying at work. I'm just saying like...
It does. Look,
it's a
yes,
thought.
It does. It does occur to me.
Dude, I got two kids under the age of four. Of course I think about it all the time.
Are you a nightly drinker?
No.
Really?
No. No. I get up with those boys so much in the middle of the night, I can't afford to feel like hell multiple days a week.
Yeah, that's the common theme.
That's honestly the thing. My dad was like stunned over Thanksgiving that I wasn't like helping put a dent in the whiskey bottle with him. I'm like,
I got
playing
kids,
a road
man.
Game with these two? Like, no, yeah. Can't do it.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm no stranger to still tying one on from time to time, but daily, nightly, no.
We kind of murdered a couple people over the holidays.
Murdered them?
It got bad.
What'd you do with the bodies?
They just were laying on the floor. It was,
What do you mean? Oh, the drink? With the drink?
Yeah.
Well, that's not your fault. That's,
no, it's not.
That's their own fault.
It's their fault.
Yeah.
It's their fault. But the next morning, boy, I'll tell you what, the aftermath was not pretty.
Mm.
It was a bit ugly.
Gotta handle your booze.
That's what I say. It's not my fault.
That's right.
And then, of course, we get blamed, or I get blamed for...
Oh, come on. I hate that.
They don't blame me.
That's right.
By the way, I feel fine. I woke up...
Everyone has governance over their own person.
That's right. Exactly. You are responsible for your own intake.
Bingo.
Period.
Yeah. That's what I say. Don't judge me. Handle your business. And then, you know...
And if you can't, I don't want to be around you. I don't. I hate it. I hate it when people ass out.
It was a good time.
Yeah,
you're bad. The evening ended with with my lady laying on a bench trying to watch Face Off from under the living or the dining room table. It was fantastic.
All right.
It's a great flick.
Human washing machine news is next. If we get to it, here's Buck.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, the big Ducks Roundtable show is coming up next.
Oh, can't wait.
Here on The Fan.
I love the round, especially the open.
Oh, yeah.
The open.
Oh, God.
Well, but tonight,
it's my favorite.
It's not just featuring Anthony Newman, it's featuring recently crowned state champion defensive coordinator Anthony Newman.
Oh.
Oh, they won, huh?
The Westland Lions. They got vengeance on Lake Oswego.
Nice.
Smoked him over the weekend.
My Westland Lions.
With Will Ortner on the call. So.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Serendipitous.
I think you should just talk about that for an hour.
We could do it for the rest of the club.
Once the open's over.
So, yeah, like 12 minutes after that.
Yeah.
It's a hell of an open.
40-minute open, 12-minute
segment. It's plenty of time for me to use the restroom between the end of this show and the beginning of that one.
That is true.
It's helpful.
It's a nice break.
Well, you always talk about the Japanese toilet technology.
Oh, light years ahead of us.
Being a thing.
So
well,
good.
They have now come up with a human shower. Mm. It's AI-powered, and it's a washing machine.
I'm telling you, the Japanese are out there playing chess, and we're stuck here playing checkers.
And they say they're about 70% there, but I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name of it. But it's a cutting-edge shower capsule. Mm-hmm. It's completely enclosed, like a think cryogenic chamber. Mm. And you just hop in it, and it washes you for you.
I love everything about this.
It's like a human car wash.
This is like I was saying, like with the Jetsons. Like in the Jetsons, they just would get on that little conveyor belt, and then there would be like a big cloud of steam, and then you were clean.
Yes, it takes about...
Does it get underneath the...
the grundle?
Is it going to be a little...
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't it?
I like where we're going with this.
So it blasts high-speed water jets, harboring 3 micrometer-wide air bubbles. And when those pop, they produce a small but powerful pressure wave that scours grime from the skin. It's the same process used to clean electrical components that can't be washed with chemicals.
To, like, sandblast you?
Kind of.
Interesting. So, like, if I have a bunch of dirt on me, like, it just... Like, I just go in with, like, a dirty... Like a dirt all over my arm, and then, like, it's just... It's clean? Like it gets everything off?
Well, that is technically what a shower is.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought maybe it would be like a dishwasher where I had to get rid of all the big stuff and then it just kind of sanitized me.
No. It's got you covered.
Mm. Does it dry me too?
Head to toe. Yes.
God, why? When is this coming? I want this now.
It also has innovative AI that analyzes the biomarkers to see if the customer is calm or excited and then projects a specially chosen video onto the plastic pod's interior to calm their nerves.
Dude, this is everything that I need. Let's go.
It's actually something that was developed in the 70s, but they're just now adding AI to it.
Yeah, I see this thing right here.
They used to have something called the ultrasonic bath.
Mm-hmm.
It's filled with water and you climb in and then... It released ultrasound waves,
mm-hmm.
and then the balls massage your hot body.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that device never took off. So this Japanese company has taken that, and they've
the freaking Japanese
been inspired.
Did it again.
Your balls jiggling? It's an automated people scrubber.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah, you just sit just in, this in there, chair and
lay around for 15 minutes, and you're clean.
Is that what long it takes? 15?
Yeah,
I'm gonna need to speed that up.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need 15.
15 minutes. How long do you shower?
Well, it just depends. Yeah. Sometimes I just like to stand there under the hot water and yeah. think about my depression.
Because I'm like 3 minutes in and out.
Other times I'm in and out.
Yeah, I'm quick. Now, this does seem more of a luxurious sort of thing that I can kind of sit and just marinate, but I would like a, you know, like on a dishwasher or a washing machine, I got options, right? I can do the quick rinse, you know, just spin dry. I need a quicker version. I don't have 15 minutes all the time, but I am so digging what this thing is bringing to the table.
Well, they're saying you can go in and get bathed with reservations on their website.
Yeah.
But if you can't get to Osaka for your next shower,
I was just in Osaka.
They will be debuting a home edition in the near future.
Let's go. So, why are we so far behind bathroom technology?
It does seem like a great idea.
It does seem like a great idea.
You know, but
look, I'm all for, like, you know, I often criticize us because we're just so lazy. We can't even, like, drive to get fast food. But there are certain things that it would be better. Like, is there anyone that enjoys cleaning themselves? Is that an enjoyable experience for anybody?
No, it's just a task.
Yeah, it's just a chore. Just, you know,
it's weird though, because there's a thin line. I think you can enjoy and actually take plenty of pleasure from the shower itself, but as soon as it becomes work, it's lame.
Yeah, I just,
but isn't it always work? Like, what do you mean?
No, not if you're just standing there, not if you're enjoying, like, well, say you get a special shower, the side jets or whatever. Like, yeah, like that's
yeah, we
lovely.
Have a nice shower. We made it a point when we remodeled to put in a shower, so we have the
dual heads.
It comes from the side and the top, and yeah. It's great, and it's nice and
warm. I love those.
It's wonderful.
That doesn't feel like work to me. That feels like a brief escape.
It can be, but then you have to work.
When
right
you
after
have to do the cleaning,
like,
yes.
Yeah, you have to.
Now and that's like, all I'm saying. It feels nice until you have to do something.
Yeah. I just would.
Of course, I have supermodels do all that for me.
Well, often I'm a 3-shower-a-day kind of guy. And
3 showers a day?
Yeah, sometimes. Jesus. At least 2, if not 3. And so I kind of like the idea of just taking the... like, if any time I walked into the shower, if you could tell me all I had to do was sit and that's it, game changer for me. And that's kind of the beauty of the toilet. When you get the Japanese toilet, that's, you just sit.
Does all the work for you.
You press a button and, you know, and that's it. That's all you got to do. And who doesn't want that? I tell anyone, get yourself a Japanese toilet, and I'm telling you, it'll be the best purchase that you ever made. I don't know anyone that's got one and been like, I regret that. And the Japanese shower is going to be next.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Now, how do you explain... Hello.
There we go.
See, we're in a bar. Mm-hmm. How do you explain the Browns putting up 300 yards of offense in the first half against the Denver defense?
Yeah.
How do you explain that?
And really should be winning the game at 17-21 and minus the horrible pick six that Jameis threw for seemingly no reason.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, okay, so you've got 2 teams here. Yeah. One is a great defense. Yes. Denver has a great defense. Cleveland's offense, it's better with Winston, but it's still,
yeah.
I mean, come on. And yet... And here's a Monday night matchup, and they go in there, and they put up 300 yards in the half. That's the most they've had in a half all season.
Dude, it's the damnedest thing.
How do they? What?
The NFL is just, well, the bones of Cleveland are good. I'll at least say that.
That's true.
They are not a 3-8 team.
Did Denver just not show up for this game or something?
And there's an element of that. It's
their
just,
defense?
Their defense just didn't show
they're
up.
They're like my Jayhawks against Baylor. Did you watch that abomination?
No, I did not.
Yeah, that was yucky. I was on your Jayhawks. I didn't like it.
Me too. And they didn't even show up. They didn't show
barely
up.
Barely got off the bus.
They didn't want to go to a bowl game. I guarantee you that's what it was.
They're like, we're not doing this. It just means more practices.
Exactly.
No, we're going home, man.
They laid down.
Get my NIL money. This is why the NFL is so funky, because even teams with bad records, look at the Carolina Panthers right now. The Carolina Panthers went toe-to-toe with Kansas City. They should have just beat, was it Minnesota?
No,
they should be KC.
Or KC, yeah.
Oh, and just now?
Yeah, just now.
Tampa.
Tampa. Yeah, they.
Too bad Bucky Irving had something to say about that.
You know, and that's the Carolina Panthers and Bryce Young. You forget, the NFL, there is no one in the NFL that is bad.
Bryce Young is back?
Bryce Young actually looks like a real quarterback the last couple of years.
Yeah, what's up with that? Canales, pretty good coach.
Look, I'll just say, if you're Carolina, all of a sudden you got a little life. You got a little life in you for next year.
He stops writing books.
All right, if you can get through the open, the Ducks Roundtable is next. We're back tomorrow, 3, 7, and 8. Good night.
Ships of space.